He's still trying. I said we'd talk about it later. He's still talking
about it. I
thought
later was then. Last week, Hillary Clinton told Tyra Banks, the two greatest inventions of the last century are the phone and the headband. But she's wrong. The phone is way better, especially the cell phone. You can watch a movie on your phone, surf the web, listen to music, play games, microwave popcorn.
What phone do you have?
And you can even make phone calls. And now you can read and write literature. I'm not sure this is the medium that Nabokov would use if he were here today, but 5 of the 10 best-selling novels in Japan right now were originally written on cell phones and meant to be read on them. They're called Kaitei novels. Barry Yergrau started writing Kaitei literature for cell phones after a 2002 trip to Japan, getting in on the phenomenon early. He's on the line with us from Madrid, quite a world traveler. Your passport must be beautiful, Barry.
It is. It's nice and thick and dirty.
There you go. So you're writing 350-word stories meant to be read on a cell phone. How is it different writing for a cell phone than other sorts of fiction?
It really isn't. You just have to have this, you have to really write short. At least that was my idea. All you do is you just make it even, you make it even tighter. There's a wonderful remark I like to quote from Kafka, who said when he wrote someone a letter, and he said, "I apologize for the length of this letter. If I had more time, it would be shorter."
That's brilliant.
And in many ways, it's amazing what you can do when you cut, because what you discover is you're actually working with the reader's imagination in the same magical way that, say, radio plays or radio opens a world inside a person's head. The same way, if you write really short and you hit the right buttons, the reader's imagination does a lot of your work for you.
Let's have you read one of your stories. Give us Houndstooth.
Yeah, I tell you what, and Houndstooth, one of the things is I'm not Japanese. I love Japan, and my books are nicely done there. When I wrote this book, I wanted to make it Japan-specific since it would be read by Japanese people. So one of the things I did was I checked out trends on the Internet, and one of the trends they had there was Burberry was a big fashion thing. So I wrote a kind of a reference to that for Japanese young readers, and this one is called Houndstooth. And I had to make all my opening sentences of my stories under 12 words or under, because that's the amount that would fit on a cell phone screen at once. So this is called Houndstooth. A girl named Carrie, so cool and full of fun you'd want her for your friend, suddenly becomes ill. She lies in bed wasting away. Ominous black and white pattern marks appear on her skin. The terrible diagnosis is made. Houndstooth check poisoning. More than the others, Carrie went overboard for this new craze for houndstooth, murmurs the doctor. And it will cost her young life. He shows her distraught parents the x-rays. Houndstooth has invaded Carrie's bodily tissues, her vital inner organs. Soon even her big blue eyeballs will be houndstooth. Her parents clutch each other, wailing. At home, the tragic girl sighs through her houndstooth check lips, on her houndstooth pillow, under her houndstooth sheets, by her houndstooth papered wall, under her houndstooth decorated ceiling. Houndstooth curtains stir in the window, trendy in their deadly way. Carrie's friends gather around her bed, somber at the fate of one who will die simply from being so devoted to style. The silly thing is, houndstooth isn't really cool anymore, mutters a buddy of Carrie's younger brother who happens to be visiting. This remark provokes outrage. The buddy is forced to apologize before being banished from the room. But he knows he's right. Corduroy is the new coolest thing. Just ask him. Or go after him and pry a look under the big bandage on his neck where the first fatal corduroy markings have already appeared. And that's the houndstooth story.
Wow.
Scary.
Wow.
Heavy duty, huh?
Very Devil Wears Prada.
Death by Prada.
Death by Prada, and we all die. So first you wear Prada, and then you die. Anyway, so I had great fun with that, and I did like some other stories on like karaoke, and I did a cool story on, if I may say, on manga, and just research, you know, the Cherry Blossom Festival. I did a riff on. So I had a gas, I must say.
So why is Kaitai big in Japan? And
Kaitai.
Excuse me, Kaitai. Why is
No, that's all right. You've transposed. I understand. Why is it big in Japan?
And could it come to America?
Sure. I tell you what it is. The thing is this. In Japan, most people connect to the internet over cell phones, not through computers. The reason is many kids especially, and I mean whatever, connect, you know, have the space in the bedrooms or whatever to go onto the internet. But in Japan, I think landlines are a little expensive, and there isn't privacy at home, so people go out. They don't spend a lot of time at home. And so they've developed this immense technology, the Japanese being so techno-crazy anyway, and all through Asia too. Everyone connects, these developed cell phone technologies, whereas here in America, even though the stuff is starting to pick up, there isn't that need. You know, people use their laptops and so on. So people expected the technology to take off. I think it's called G3 technology, and it's been much slower developing here, but it's coming. I think it really is coming as video. I think is one of the things that's leading the way, and I think this stuff will inevitably follow into it.
Why is the publishing establishment in Japan not liking Kaitai novels, Kaitai novels, you know, especially when...
Because they figure that, especially when what? So many of them
especially
are
being sold. Especially when five of the 10 bestsellers in Japan started out as cell phone novels, so... If it's
because,
selling.
I mean, a lot of the resistance is not from the publishers, although there is some. I mean, they're happy to sell, you know, books. Although not all the Kaitai stuff sells in book form. It sells hugely over Kaitai, over cell phones, and then the actual book version, the great ones do monstrously. The reason is it doesn't use. It's a really kind of stripped down and can be. It's a slightly starved literary style. In other words, a lot of them are manga derived. They use that format. So there's a lot of dialogue and little indications of, it's a very stripped down kind of storytelling. I mean, I don't write on semi-regular literary guy, but, you know, I wrote my stories by pencil, longhand, and then I typed them up. But there are people there who are writing 200-page books that are, you know, on the keypads of their cell phones.
Wow.
You know, and so so there's actually a lot of resentment that people feel that regular literature is being pushed over to the side, and everyone is just so hot for these because they sell monstrously.
Wow, Barry Yergrau is the author of iMode Kaitai Stories, first release for cell phones. Now, a real book. Also the boyfriend of Anya von Bremzen, who's going to talk to us in a few minutes, right?
Absolutely, I believe so.
Thank you.
Listen, a pleasure.